Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast, presented by 13 Fishing Canada. Make your own luck. We're here to scratch that angling itch and talk everything fishing. Join us as we sit down with special guests from across the industry. Now, here's your hosts, Brandon Cater and Logan Lewis.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast. This is actually going to be a special one here. This is going to be the first weekly update of the March Madness Classic that we have running here. I am your host, Logan Lewis. Just me riding solo today. We talked about at the end of the last episode, put together kind of a weekly update of what's been happening with the March Madness Classic. And as the last episode came out on the exact minute that the March Madness Classic started, figured we better do the same thing here for Friday at 6 a.m. again here this week. So basically wanted to do this because so much can change in that 1 week there. And I think it's kind of cool, ups the ante a little bit if people know what's going on with the tournament and everything. We had a pretty stellar start to the tournament. And so we're probably going to hop into that. Want to go over the lengths, everything like that, and take a look back at what our predictions were and see how those things are going so far. But before I get into that, I want to give a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, 13 Fishing. I was out on Saturday using the Widowmaker and some of the other products, stuff like that, out burbot fishing. Sadly, we had to leave before the bite was really going to turn on there just because of the storm that we had. Wanted to get home and make sure we were safe and sound there as the roads sounded like they were going to get pretty crappy there. So still got some pretty cool footage that I should be uploading on Instagram here pretty soon once I have time to put it together. But I want to give a big thanks to 13 Fishing. You can use our code WEEKENDWARRIORS on the entire Rapala Canada website and save yourself 15% off your purchase. The ship crazy quick and you'll be good to go there for spring or even the end of the March Madness Classic here with how quick they ship. Next up, of course, I want to give a big thanks to the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. This episode will come out in time. I'm going to be out at Buffalo Pound on the 9th of March to help out at the Youth Derby that they put on. So it's just right off the provincial launch there. All three species in the lake there, perch, walleye, and pike. Mostly perch being caught there and some pike last year when I helped out as well. But by the time you're hearing this, if you're listening to it on Friday, you can still come out, sign up on the ice, and get entered. The catch is you need to be bringing a youth with you, whether it's your kid, something like that. You can also fish it, but you must be accompanied by a youth. So it's a pretty fun tournament. Pretty good turnout last year. But just wanted to include that there at the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. Shout out. Of course, big thanks to them. Get yourself a membership. Heap cheap. Comes with lots of benefits. And be entering those fish. If you there's some Master Angler fish that have been entered in the March Madness Classic already. So I hope that you guys are also entering those onto the Saskatchewan Master Angler program. Comes with some cool little prizes and stuff like that when you enter your fish, like some certificates and stuff like that. So be sure to check out that app as well and enter any of those big fish that you're catching. Anyways, whole purpose of this episode, strictly March Madness Classic. So understandably, I know some listeners might not be entered or whatever, might not be as interested. We are going to be getting back to our normal interviews. I've been doing some of those, have some of those banked. So once the March Madness Classic is over, we'll be hopping back to those episodes. So don't worry about that. This will be going on for another 2 weeks and then boom, back into the interview episodes. But without further ado, I think the main thing is everyone wants to know the lengths. So the last episode came out, like I said, 6 a.m. last Friday. That's when the tournament started. And I think the first fish entered, if I'm not mistaken, was by Nathan Parody. And it was a nice walleye. So you'll be hearing his name here a couple times when we go through the leaderboards. But just going in order of how they are on the website there, I guess even before I do that, I better mention you can still sign up. There's still 2 weekends left, 2 full weeks of fishing that you can do. We mentioned in the last episode, lengths can change. I think the second last day, we had some movement on the leaderboard. So it's never too late to get out there. If you're heading out, we've got some awesome weather coming. So you can still sign up. We're almost at 100 people. So that 3K guarantee that we talk about for prize pool, it's going to be more than that. We've got quite a few people entered. So once we see the final numbers, we'll be able to do that. But yeah, let's get right into the pike category here. So in first, so far, we have Bill Laundrie. He's sitting there with 112 centimeter pike or 44 inches. So very, very respectable fish there. Could tell in the release video of that fish that it was a tank. So that was pretty cool to see come through. In second place currently, tied for second place at 108 centimeters, we have Jeremy Lukomski and Adam Conrad. Currently both tied at 108 centimeters. I'm sorry, Jeremy, if I butchered your last name there. Other than that, we've got Cody right below there with 107.3. So it's pretty tight there on the Pike leaderboard, but still some room for movement there. Heading over to the youth division for Pike, we have two Pike entered so far. We have a lot more youth in this year's event, which is awesome to see. I think we're up over 12 or something like that this year compared to the three or four last year. So that's been awesome to see as well. But in first place currently for the Pike, we have Xavier Doan. He has a 103.5 centimeter Pike right now. And then sitting in second is Hayden Hickey, who has a 56 centimeter Pike. Hayden went the trifecta first day. He had his Pike, his walleye, and his burbot. So good on there. Good on you, Hayden, there. That was pretty cool to see. I was happy approving those fish and seeing how excited you were with them as well. Now let's move on to the walleye category for the adult division. In first, currently, we have Nathan Parody sitting with a 74.5 centimeter walleye, which is equal to roughly 29.3 inches. In second, we have Scott Anderson with a 71.1 centimeter walleye, which is around 28 inches. And then we have my guiding buddy, Colby Throberger, with a 67.9 centimeter walleye, which is equal to about 26.75 inches. And then we also got, a couple more walleye entered in there as well in that 60 inch or 60 centimeter class range. So nice to see that as well. Moving on to the youth side of things. We've got three walleye entered in there so far. Hayden's sitting in first with a 60.5 centimeter walleye, which is equal to about almost 24 inches. Xavier there, once again on this leaderboard, he's got a 48.9 centimeter, so 19.25 inches. And then Dylan Thompson has a 39.4 centimeter, which is equal to about 15 and a half. So obviously nice seeing those walleye on there. There is room for improvement there, so who knows? I know lots of the youth are heading out there this weekend and stuff with the nice weather we have. So I could see that changing as well. But once again, Hayden was up there right away. First day, he's been holding down the lead since day one of the March Madness Classic. Next, heading over to the burbot category. There was a big burbot caught. I was actually talking to Devin. I think it was the day before the tournament or something like that. He just had a question about some of the rules. And he was saying how his daughter was telling everyone at daycare that she was going into a burbot tournament there the next day. So that was pretty cool to hear. But Devin Jakowski, I'm sorry if I butchered your last name there too, he is currently sitting in first with a 91.4 centimeter burb, which is equal to 36 inches. If you check out the hero shot on the website, that thing was long. That was pretty cool to see. Sitting in second, we got Nathan Parody again with an 85.7 centimeter burbot, which is equal to 33.75. So another nice burbot there. And then sitting in third, we've got Scott Napper with an 80.6 centimeter equal to about 31.75 inches. So awesome, nice burbot there. Happy to see that category taken off. Our buddy Jesse here that's sitting in fifth right now, I know he got on an absolute chew the first night of the tournament to the point where he was almost tired of catching burbot, which I don't know how that's possible, but he had a pretty good chew there, so that was cool to see as well. And I guess just to kind of compare, at the end of last episode, we did our predictions, mine and Brandon's predictions for what we thought would be the winning fish of each species. And kind of cool already going and looking back at that. Brandon said that the winning pike would be 46 inches, and I said 44 and a half, and currently the winning pike sitting at 44. So we're pretty close there so far. Obviously, that can change. Brandon had a 32 and a half inch walleye being caught for the winner, and I had a 31.75, currently sitting at that 29.3 inches. So we could be a little bit off there, but once again, tons of room for improvement there too. But once again, tons of time for things to change there as well. And then when we get to the burbot category, we were both blown out of the water with that one. Brandon said 33, I said 34, and Devin comes in with that 36 inch burbot. So that's pretty sweet. I did just realize I forgot to go over the youth category as well. So once again, we've got Hayden sitting in first with a 61.5 centimeter burbot. And then I guess that's equal to 24 and a quarter inches. And then we've got Emily Jakowski sitting in second with a 23.25 inch burbot or 59.1 centimeters. So I'm happy that she's able to get out there and catch one after telling everyone at daycare that she was going out to do that. So like I said, still lots of time for things to change with these leaderboards. I was talking to another guy in the tournament. He kind of said Mother Nature won this weekend. So that was quite clear. We had a ton of entries on Friday, even though lots of people were probably working, had a ton of entries on Friday. Saturday, I don't know if it had to do with the storm or whatnot, the pressures and stuff like that, but could see everywhere that the bite seemed to have slowed down or people just weren't out, but not near as many entries on Saturday. And then they picked up a little bit on Sunday, and there's been a couple throughout the week here. But now we've already got, what are we sitting at for total number of fish entered already? Oh, looks like I got some work to do. There's 7 pending fish as I'm recording this. And that was as of, I think I approved fish at like noon today. So there's already been 7 since noon today. This is a Thursday that I'm recording. We've had 62 total entered. So that's pretty sweet to see. We're going to blow last year's number out of the water. So that's always awesome to see for fish entries. And then we're currently at 80 paid participants as well. So that number changed quite a bit last year during the event. So we could just see that number continue to rise, and that prize pool will continue to rise as well. So I'm excited to see what the final outcome is there. Before we close out this episode here, I know a lot of people have been waiting for this. I wanted to announce the winner of our early bird prize, the custom Weekend Warriors cooler. Same design as the Yeti and all the nice woods coolers and stuff like that. So top end cooler, somewhere around $400-$450. We got quite a few entries for that. So what I did for this was I took everyone that was signed up by the deadline for the early bird prize and assigned a number to each person, went into a random number selector, put the numbers 1 through whatever the last number was there, and let it randomly select the number. And the number that was selected was number 38, which came out to Logan Kosh. So congratulations to yourself. I'm sure you'll be hearing this, as I know you listen to the podcast too. We'll message you as well on Instagram, make an announcement on Instagram that you're the winner of the cooler, and we'll get that to you as soon as possible. Just wanted to thank everyone that did enter the tournament early. It's nice to kind of get an idea what the numbers are going to be and everything beforehand. So we appreciate you doing that. And we'll definitely be running some early bird prizes and stuff like that in the future tournaments as well. But with that, I think we'll close out this episode. It was a nice short one. Just wanted to give a quick update on what's going on with the March Madness Classic so far. Still 2 weeks left. You can still sign up. Just know that when you do sign up, there will be a short window that will not allow you to enter fish. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about entering the day you're heading out or something like that. It's pretty important, because catch a nice fish that could place, but you won't be able to enter it if that window hasn't passed yet. So check out the rules, everything like that on the website. Keep those mouths closed. I've had to give quite a few penalties so far this year. Might revisit that rule for next year, as there's some issues with the solo guys and stuff like that. It's kind of difficult to do, but we'll see how the rest of this tournament goes and go from there. So thanks for everyone for listening to this episode. Quick little update here. Good luck to everyone fishing the rest of the March Madness Classic, and we'll hopefully see you out on the ice.
Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your favorite listening platform so we can reach more anglers just like you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for media updates and behind-the-scenes content.